This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joining us now on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line is Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner. Tim, welcome on. Good morning.
Good morning, Lucas. How you doing?
I am well. So earlier this week, President Trump announced he'd like to introduce a 100% tariff on all movies coming into our country, all foreign movies. We've heard about tariffing food, raw materials, like concrete things that you can hold in your hands. How do you interpret a movie tariff?
Well, the tariff is one idea. They're floating a national incentive to shoot in the United States, a federal incentive. So those are kind of two things that are floating around out there. From my discussions with the union and also with the Motion Picture Association folks in Washington, you know, everybody seems to be cautiously sort of optimistic that there is something that could break that way. You know, the business has changed so much since COVID. And so much is being produced overseas now, and it's just it's at a crisis level. It's definitely at a crisis level in Los Angeles. You know, we're doing all right here in New York State, especially after the budget was passed overnight and Governor Hochul's increased incentives for upstate. So, but I really do see that this film stuff is just happening everywhere in the world now. You know, Disney and Warner Brothers, they have giant facilities in places like Australia and the Netherlands and, you know, places like that. And they're shooting those places for American cities, which is, you know, always kind of scary.
And, you know, thinking locally with Buffalo, we're a border city, maybe competing with Toronto sometimes for shooting with similar climates, and Toronto being just a couple hours away. Do you think this could maybe help with competing for some of those other bigger cities that might be around here for attracting films?
Well, the Canadian productions are the things that we lose to Canada, it appears, are mostly in Vancouver and a little bit in Montreal. The Toronto market, you know, is a pretty good-sized market that really holds its own. And in the case of, for instance, Guillermo del Toro's Nightmare Alley, a lot of that was shot up in Toronto. But, you know, the on-location stuff obviously was just an hour and a half away here in Buffalo. So, you know, I look at it as kind of a working relationship with our neighbors to the north, and it's a little more competitive when you go, you know, west to Vancouver.
And you did mention the incentives that are one part of the equation here. What could you see those being made up of to get filmmakers to come to the U.S. or to Buffalo?
Well, so the increased incentives in this year's budget, are extraordinary. Making Buffalo, really upstate New York, but essentially it's Buffalo because, you know, this is where we have sound stages and crew and vendors and so forth. It's really going to make us certainly one of the highest or one of the best places financially in the world to shoot. And I already know our phones are ringing off the hooks from the potential of this budget being passed. And now that it is passed and everything stayed intact, I see these requests and some questions about shooting in Buffalo. I see those turning into real sort of tangible projects. So I think the future is very bright. I've said that for a long time, and we've been increasing it all along. There are two movies in preparation right now to be shooting simultaneously in Buffalo. One of them is the large Hallmark movie with the Buffalo Bills, and that is a Christmas movie. But there's many more behind it, and there's really a lot of great things coming this way. And most of it, quite honestly, if not all of it, is the tax incentive. You know, when people come and they see, hey, I can do it affordably in Buffalo. That's where they're going to go. And it's not just Buffalo. It's Niagara Falls, Lockport, mm-hmm. and the whole Western New York corridor.
And I wanted to ask about the Bills Christmas movie. How has casting been going for that? We heard the call for extras went out, I believe, a week ago today, actually.
Yeah, they were expecting a couple hundred people, and as of last night, over 5,000 people want to be in this movie. You know, the casting for extras is something that we always see here in Western New York as very, very strong, which is another sort of asset of ours. And it's good. It's going to touch all parts of our region. You know, they're going to shoot a little bit at the stadium. A little bit out in East Aurora. We're going to be shooting, you know, kind of all over the place, some scenes on the soundstage and in the city. And, they'll be starting principal photography a week from Monday. So they're all excited. This is a really great movie. I think the community is going to go crazy when this thing comes out this holiday season.
That's great stuff, and hopefully it'll coincide with the Bills playing on Christmas. That would be nice. Yeah. What else is in the works? Anything beyond the Bills movie?
Yeah, we have a sci-fi movie in preparation now that's shooting all on a soundstage. I'm told they're building a spaceship, which is about as far as I can go with the storyline, I guess, on this one. And then we have... a scout next week for another really large movie that would, potentially come here. And again, they wanted to get this vote behind them before they actually put boots on the ground up here to see if it would work. But we know it'll work because we sent them photographs that they hit on, and it's all very positive stuff. So that and then some other projects, a few more Christmas movies. So we may see Mario Lopez back up here in a few weeks. So it's just a lot going on, and it's good. It's good economic development. It's putting people to work, and it's putting these stages to use, and all of the vendors in the area are reaping the benefits of this. So it's good for the economy, and it's good for upstate New York. It's good for Buffalo, and as we talk about this situation federally, we hope that some of that goes through to make it even stronger.
All right, Tim, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Lucas. Have a great day and a great weekend, everyone.
You as well. That is Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner here on WBEN.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.